out to have been upwards of 250,000 young white girls this century, very largely by Muslim men.
In 2008, an 11-year-old girl came to the attention of the police after she disclosed that she and another child had been sexually abused by a group of adult males. Just a few weeks later, she was found in a derelict house with another child and a number of adult males. Yet she was arrested, 11 years of age, she was arrested for being drunk and disorderly, and none of the males were arrested. Has your force identified the police officers involved in that and found out what went on?
I don't know.
The veil is lifting on the UK's festering underbelly of nauseating cover-ups, where Labour MPs under Keir Starmer's iron grip just slammed the door on justice for victims of Muslim grooming gangs.
The ayes to the right were 111, the noes to the left 364. So the noes have it, the noes have it. Unlock.
Labour crushed it, 364 to 111. Back in January 2025, the Tories pushed an amendment to the Children's Wellbeing Bill demanding a national inquiry into the predatory networks that have ravaged thousands of young, mostly white and working-class British girls, while whispers of Islamophobia fears and political correctness shielded the perpetrators.
But I want to give a special thanks to the APPG on British Muslims for the brilliant work that you do to highlight issues affecting British Muslims and celebrate their achievements. As leader of the Labour Party, I am utterly committed to eradicating Islamophobia from my party and from society.
And let's not forget Starmer's own skeletons as director of public prosecutions in 2009. His CPS refused to prosecute serial pedophile Jimmy Savile, despite credible allegations, citing insufficient evidence. Hundreds more victims suffered while the elite protected their own.
How did you get it, though?
I can get anything. Yeah. There's nothing I can't get. And there's nothing I can't do.
We should accept that pedophilia is a sexual preference, a thought, a feeling, and not an act. We should differentiate between child sexual abuse and pedophilia.
The stats paint a horrifying picture of a nation in denial, with police recording 71,227 rapes in 2024 alone, yet charges brought in a pathetic 2.7% of cases, leaving over 97% of predators walking free. By the year ending in March 2025, sexual offenses spiked to 209,079, a brutal 11% jump from the prior year.
And nothing has shaped my thinking more than our crowd-funded independent inquiry into the Pakistani Muslim rape gangs. An inquiry that should never have had to exist. An inquiry that I created only because the political system itself would not act. That inquiry has been the most sobering experience of my public life. Not just because of the awful crimes, not just because of the horrific suffering, but because of what it exposed about the way this country is governed.
Now zoom out to Scandinavia, where the same multicultural madness has turned safe havens into rape hotspots. Sweden tops the charts at 84.4 reported rapes per 100,000 people, followed by Norway at 42.39.9, with studies showing 92% of severe rapes in Sweden linked to foreign-born offenders. Yet convictions remain abysmally low. Just 6% in Sweden prosecute adult cases. Scandinavia's unchecked borders and elite denial breed predators, turning progressive paradises into hellscapes for women and girls, while real men appear to be non-existent. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
That, of course, is the latest from John Bowne. You can find and share that video at band.video, InfoWars.com. Follow John Bowne at NewsBowne on X. Of course, follow Real Alex Jones, InfoWars, at AJN Live. And I'm, of course, at Harrison H. Smith. We'll be back on the other side to do your daily dispatch. Giant show today. Huge guest, Patrick Wood, Joseph Philip Daniels. We'll be talking about Zorro Ranch and all the new discoveries in the Epstein files. It's horrific. Stay tuned.
Now, this is an emergency flash sale. It funds our operation, and these are incredible products. This is the biggest sale of the year right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, all the supplements, all the apparel, the ball caps, the T-shirts, all of it, the hoodies, the sweaters, the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, our proprietary ultramethylene red, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, all of it until tomorrow at midnight. We extended it one day, store-wide, 52% off. So I'm saying this live on air on February 17th, Tuesday. Tomorrow, February 18th at midnight Central Time, the sale will end. Store-wide, 52% off. Ends tomorrow night at midnight. This is an alert. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon, the 17th of February, 2026. We got a big show for you. We'll be joined by Patrick Wood in the third hour. We'll also be joined by Joseph Philip Daniels. We'll be talking about Zorro Ranch and Epstein, and there's a lot of new information out of the Epstein files, believe it or not. Here we are, getting close to 2 weeks since it's been released, and still, every day, there is a plethora, an overabundance, a harvest of just the most insane information you could ever imagine. So we'll get into some of that. We'll also talk about a bunch of crazy catastrophes going on, transgender father shooting his family after apparently blaming it on us. Kind of crazy. That's a little bit insane. A church exploded in New York today. We'll look into what's behind that. And the largest wastewater spill in the history of America continues unabated as the local governments of D.C. and Maryland apparently incapable of even performing the most basic functions of government. All that and more to come on today's show. Let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. Folks, your Daily Dispatch for Tuesday, the 17th of February, 2026. New Mexico to probe Jeffrey Epstein's Zorro Ranch activities. Lawmakers in New Mexico unanimously approved new legislation on Monday that authorizes a probe into the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's Zorro Ranch, located 30 miles from Santa Fe. The legislation creates a special committee of state representatives, including two from both the Democratic and Republican parties, who will investigate happenings at the ranch and the related allegations of criminal activity. The effort, which will cost $2.5 million, according to Reuters, coincides with a federal push to release new information tied to Epstein and his associates led by the DOJ. So, yes, it's come to light that the Zorro Ranch property, that is the heart of a lot of Jeffrey Epstein's most obscene experiments and behaviors, was never searched by the FBI, never investigated, despite the fact that in some of his correspondence, there seemed to be hints that there are perhaps dead bodies located on the property. But there was never an investigation. It was never searched. So God only knows if there is anything there even to find, but better late than never, I think. Better late than never. So we'll get back into that very much so later in the show. Meanwhile, Eric Trump invests in a, quote, low-cost per kill drone company. The president's son has joined a deal to take Israeli company Extend public. Eric Trump is pouring money into a sector that's a growing focus of the Pentagon. His father oversees drones. The president's son is investing in a Israeli drone maker called Extend as part of a $1.5 billion deal to take the company public through a merger with a small Florida construction company. Battle-tested during Israeli operations in Gaza in recent years, Extend markets some of its drones as, quote, low-cost-per-kill munitions that align with U.S. defense directives to help wage modern warfare. So that's terrifying. I don't know. To me, that's sort of terrifying that that's the way things are going, but at least the Trumps are making money off it. Meanwhile, Biden official who created Disinformation Board has been appointed as FISA court advisor, sparking concerns from Russian senators. Jennifer Daskal helped select the board's controversial director, Nina Jankowicz, and will now advise judges on foreign surveillance legal issues. A Biden administration official who launched the Disinformation Governance Board and served as co-chair of the so-called Ministry of Truth has now been appointed to advise the powerful Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, prompting concerns from some Republican lawmakers. Yeah, well, what do you expect? What do you expect? I remember saying at the time of the Disinformation Board, there's got to be some sort of punishment for attempted tyranny, right? If you try to murder somebody, even if you fail, there's still a charge. It's like, this dude tried to kill somebody. We can't just let him walk around. It's not like I can go shoot a gun at you and I miss, and it's like, and you just have to like let me walk away. Like, no, there was an attempt to commit a crime. I remember at the time, the Disinformation Governance Board, they kept saying, like, it's been defeated by disinformation, because talking truthfully about what's going on causes people to turn against it, which is the reason the Disinformation Board was being impaneled in the first place. But I remember the time saying, yeah, these people have to be punished for this. Now, it's not enough that they just don't succeed. It's not enough that they just try to create the truth ministry, that they try to create a censorship board in America, and they just don't succeed. And it's like, good luck next time. No, they should be punished. They should be punished for attempted tyranny. That's my take on that, because now we see these people haven't gone away, and now they're going to be in charge of the FISA court. Isn't that wonderful? Meanwhile, House Oversight Panel opens up probe of 764 internet sextortion cult that preys on minors. The powerful House Oversight Committee is investigating the sadistic, nihilistic terror cult known as 764 that preys on minors and coerces them into sex acts, self-harm, animal torture, and other vile actions. House Oversight Committee James Comer and Subcommittee on Federal and Government Reform Land Law Enforcement Chair Clay Higgins demanded Tuesday that the FBI give lawmakers a briefing on its efforts to undermine 764. So very good to see that happening. We, of course, have been on that story since before anybody else was. So it's nice to see the independent reporting of some very brave people come to fruition. Meanwhile, House Senate Majority Leader Thune promises a vote on the SAVE Act voter ID bill. John Thune is ready to put the Senate Democrats to a test on voter ID legislation. The Safeguarding American Voter Eligibility, aka the Save America Act, has earned the backing of 50 Senate Republicans, including Thune, which is enough to break through a key procedural hurdle. So, huzzah. Huzzahs all around for that. Won't that be fun? We'll get to hang a single star on the Republicans' board. You did something. But we'll wait. I'm not going to celebrate too early. We'll see how this all plays out. But wouldn't that be something? A single victory will go down in history. And finally, Tehran says understanding on main principles reached. Iran wrapped the Iran talks with America finished in something like 2 hours today, which is not exactly a sign that anything positive happened. However, they are saying that there's an understanding on main principles and that things are moving forward in a positive direction. So that's very unexpected and positive news for you there to close out our daily dispatch. Brought to you, of course, by thealexjonesstore.com. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today. And it's got to be today, because tonight at midnight ends the biggest sale of all time ever. As I'm calling it, we call it the 52% site-wide mega sale, because you're getting 52% off every single item on the store. So if you've ever wanted to try something, now's the time to try it. If you're a fan of the products and want to stock up, now's the time to stock up. And if you just want a hat or a shirt, tomorrow night, it ends tomorrow night. Well, okay, it's been extended. Sorry, I'm just hearing this. I'm sorry, it's been extended. The site-wide mega sale has been extended, so you can get 52% off your order today and tomorrow. But don't wait. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today. And, of course, it is also your final week to win both the Ford Shelby Mustang GT500 and the Ford F-250 diesel, two incredible automobiles that we're giving away to one of y'all. Somebody listening to my voice right now that's going to thealexjonesstore.com and making a purchase is going to be the one who wins. It's got to be somebody. Might as well be you. You just have to go to thealexjonesstore.com, and you get 100 times the entries for every dollar you spend with this special crossover week, where you're getting entries to both the cars, not just one or the other. So the sale and the giveaway both end soon. Plus, you get $10,000 in cash if you win the car, and you get to feel really good about it. I wish we could win the cars. We get to take the supplements. We don't get to win the cars. That's something that's exclusive to you guys. So enjoy that. I'm kind of jealous. go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison if you want to let them know who sent you. And let's get into Jeffrey Epstein, the continuing fallout of Jeffrey Epstein, the files that were released a week ago Friday. And the Trump administration is maintaining its position of saying it's a hoax. This is totally inexplicable and continues to be. And more and more people are speaking out against this. Podcaster Sean Ryan, who played a big role in the podcast strategy that got Donald Trump elected, says he's done with the Trump administration because of how they're handling the Epstein files. And I think he speaks for a lot of people when you watch this video. Let's go to clip number two now.
I've been pretty quiet about Pam Bondi in front of Congress the other day talking about how the Dow's up to 50,000. Nobody gives a f- because what you should be talking about is how you are going to investigate and prosecute any pedophiles that were running around on Epstein Island that you're affiliated with. But we didn't talk about that, did we? Oh, and what's the excuse? What was the excuse? Oh, if we prosecute everybody, the whole system would go down. Well, you know what that sounds like? You know what that sounds like? That sounds like how Trump ran his campaign. Let's drain the swamp. Doesn't that sound a lot like draining the swamp? It actually is drain the swamp served up to you on a silver platter. But you're not going to take it, are you? You're going to protect pedophiles. You're going to protect pedophiles rather than go after them and hope that everybody's happy that the Dow hit 50,000. Are you out of your mind? I guess the whole drain the swamp campaign promise was another bullshit lie, huh? Man, the lies are stacking up fast. I've never seen so many lies appear in, what, a year? It's only been a year. Look at all the lies. You know, I wanted to talk to you about something else, too. Then you got Pam Bondi and what's that other guy's name? Todd Blanche. Yeah, running around giving Ro Khanna and Massey all this shit because they accidentally put two names that are apparently innocent out that were in the Epstein files. Well, I got news for you. You know, you have two guys that are in Congress that are actually doing shit, and you give them shit because they made a mistake when they're trying to do the job of the entire Department of Justice, because nobody over there will do their job when it comes to putting pedophiles away in prison. So you give them shit because two people are trying to do the job of the entire Department of Justice. F you. And here's another thing I'm getting tired of is seeing all these politicians, congressmen, senators talking about all the shit that they saw in the unredacted files. And then you know what they do? They go right to X and they post about it and tell us all how shocked we would be of what's in those files. Guess what, congressmen? Guess what, senators? There's the speech and debate clause that says you cannot be sued for anything you say on the House floor. So here's a tip. Get to work. Permission granted. Oh, and one last thing. I saw this pop up the other day. Obama goes on some random podcast that nobody's ever heard of and just happens to drop, oh, aliens are real. Yeah, tell me that shit's not orchestrated. Right in the middle of the biggest pedophile ring exposed in the world, all of a sudden, we're gonna drop that aliens are real. You, mother. You. Aliens. Off.
I think he speaks for a lot of people. I think he speaks for a hell of a lot of people. I know he certainly speaks for me. I'll tell you, the biggest downside to this job and this show right here is we're on the radio and I can't curse. It deserves it. The situation deserves my full four-letter vocabulary of wrath. It's very hard not to curse like a sailor when you're talking about this stuff. So in that way, he definitely speaks for me. Marjorie Taylor Greene has also come out about this, gave an interview yesterday, really holding no, pulling no punches, holding nothing back. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene on why the Epstein files are causing such a ruckus. Let's watch. Clip one.
What I am 100% for is pulling the left and the right, the American people, pulling us back together. That's the America I love. This was before I got involved in politics. I was friends with everybody. We all were. It, you know, politics did not reign over our family get-togethers, our social events, the freaking Super Bowl, concerts, my God, everything. We had life, and it was so fun. Oh, my gosh, we had so much fun. I want to go back to the days of the government can be seen but not heard. Like, I want that. Now, what does it look like policy-wise? I'm one of those got to get in the granular details and, like, read the actual legislation or the policy description and analyze, you know, well, how does that affect us? Can we actually afford that? We're $40 trillion in debt, and we're 7 years away from Social Security being insolvent. Like, these are major problems. So, like, for as far as, like, the economic policies, I'd have to get more into to understand. But I think that what I want to see is I just love people. I love all the people. I don't care what group they are. I don't care their race. I don't care whatever their sexual this. I don't care about their religion. I just think that people are so great that we need to pull ourselves together, and we have to hold our government accountable. That's what our founding fathers told us to do. Like, it's a mandate. Hold your government accountable. And we have lost ourselves. Yeah. We have totally lost ourselves and been easily lulled and distracted into a world where we're just too busy, or we're just too, I don't know. The American people have lost our identity. We come from our ancestors are the same people that took down the most powerful king on the planet simply because they were pissed off about 3% taxes on their tea. Like, they were badasses. Why can't, like, let's get back to that kind of thinking, you know? Okay, we've got our government's a bunch of pedophiles, and they're all in it together, and they're eating children. Like, hold on. And our taxes are way past 3%. Like, we should be really, really mad. Really, really mad. And so I'm interested in, like, let's pull a movement together across the country that says enough.
They're eating children. I may be a new version of that comparison. You often hear, like, you know, our forefathers rioted over 3% tax, and here we are paying 50% of our tax, not doing anything about it. It's even different when you're like, they revolted over a 3% tax. Here we are paying 60% of our money to pedophiles who eat people, who eat babies, and get off on it. That's the worst. I can't believe we're in this situation, but here we are. Luckily, these Epstein files are not a flash in the pan. They're not going anywhere anytime soon. And I'm happy to see this. I was a little worried at first. It was so overwhelming, everything in the Epstein files. And again, I just kept looking at the UK being like, that's what should be happening here. And it wasn't happening here, but it's building. This is a slow burn kind of thing, I think, because maybe the people in power, people in the Epstein list, think that they can just sort of, you know, shelter down and bear this one out. It's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. It's not going away. People are only finding out more and more about this, getting angrier and angrier, and demanding answers to at a louder and louder volume. So they need to handle this. Trump administration needs to get out on the forefront of this, and sooner rather than later. But of course, Zorro Ranch is a location of extreme interest to anybody studying Jeffrey Epstein, as it was the place where he was performing a lot of his more disturbing science experiments. Parts of Epstein's emails hint that there are perhaps bodies buried at Zorro Ranch. And the New Mexico local government has now launched a $2.5 million investigation into the property. We can go to clip number five here. New Mexico lawmakers launched this investigation into Epstein's Zorro Ranch following allegations that severe crimes were committed there. Let's watch.
We found that there was a very disturbing allegation that came out that could be linked potentially to state land. Mm-hmm. Because I am the manager of that land, I'm the elected steward of that land, what occurs there and what the land is used for is of utmost interest and importance to us at the state land office. To our knowledge, there has not been any investigation of the state land or the Zorro Ranch.
Do you have any way of knowing what this land was used for?
From our reading of the historic documents, what it seems like is like the state land was used almost as a buffer, a shield, to hide what activity was occurring on the ranch.
To insulate the ranch.
Absolutely. Insulate visibility to what was occurring there.
Are you concerned that this public land might actually be a potential crime scene here? I mean, is that what we're talking about?
Absolutely. If state land was used for criminal activity, that is definitely something New Mexicans need to know. That is something that is, those are answers that victims and survivors need to have.
What does your authority look like over these lands?
So I have the authority, obviously, to cancel the leases and make sure that any party associated with Jeffrey Epstein was removed from the property. Unfortunately, we do not have law enforcement capability here at the state land office. So we are looking to partner with other agencies that do have that capacity to be able to investigate the land.
Do you think there are interested partners out there for you in law enforcement?
Yeah, so we have already started to receive some phone calls from folks who are willing to partner with us.
Is there capability in New Mexico to get the technology that helps you look for these unmarked graves?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's ground penetrating radar. There are what they call cadaver dogs that basically are able to detect whether or not there are burials in the area. Yes.
How big is this land when we're talking about it? I mean, is this something that is doable for an investigation?
It is fairly large. It is fairly large. And we don't have, I mean, the only clue we have so far, and again, this goes back to the substantiation of the allegation, it is a phrase that basically says the hills behind Zorro Ranch. Well, the hills behind Zorro Ranch is state land. And so we are looking to probably target and spotlight that particular area to begin with.
You're hoping that the New Mexico DOJ or the federal government is going to get involved, and if not, you plan to work with some state partners to do so.
Correct.
So you feel like this is going to be an investigation one way or another?
I will keep pushing until it is. I mean, that's essentially what I'm saying. I think we have all seen that the reason that we are in, that we are where we are with this case is that people did not raise the alarm earlier. People did not push earlier, did not ask questions. So now is the time to do that. I mean, it is kind of late, but I think it's better now than not ever.
And Del, the state's commissioner, she told me that she reached out to the state's attorney general in 2019, but nothing was ever investigated. Zorro Ranch has also never been searched. And so there are a lot of questions surrounding what went on in New Mexico.
So we'll see. We'll see what comes of this. Remember, there's no statute of limitations on murder. So if they find a body, that will instigate an investigation, which could lead to some very interesting directions. We'll cover more of this on the other side. We'll be right back. I'm going to get back into Zorro Ranch. We'll also be getting into Zorro Ranch with our guests, but there's a lot more creepiness under the sands of the New Mexico desert. Stay with us, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything we've talked about to a T is being vindicated right now. So we can obsess over the Epstein files, or is Trump covering up, or isn't he, or you know, what's Todd Blanche doing, any of that.
Men that abuse these girls, like, what does that mean?
But at the end of the day, it's 99% Democrats in there. It's the European elite. They're the ones that basically wrote the book on this crap. It's all coming out, and we the people, the populist Christians of the world, have been vindicated in spades. And that's why we've been attacked so much. So remember, regardless of what happens with different political leaders, different populists, whether it's Orban or whether it's Le Pen in France or whether it's Donald Trump here, regardless, We the people of the West, of America, Christendom, will continue to promote freedom and liberty and justice in the American way and expose evil. And at the tip of the spear in that fight is InfoWars. But regardless of what happens to InfoWars, thealexjonesstore.com is owned by Bigley, and they have set up the Alex Jones Network as our backup that is absolutely critical. And they have launched the biggest sale of the year that runs until just next Monday. So I'm saying this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. And I'll air this later again as an ad, so you'll be seeing it later. That means you've only got 6 days to take advantage of this massive sale. Listen to this. We've got multiple bundles on the side of our best-selling products. Limited time till next Monday at midnight. And your support keeps us on the air. This is an amazing value. Ultimate Gut and Brain Bundle. Repair the gut, power the brain, the heart, everything. Bundle price, $99. Normal value, $209. Savings over 50% off. Includes bovine colostrum, the top private label. So incredible for your body, your skin, your hair, everything. Methylene Blue Tincture. We've got the best. Total game changer. You've seen the guests take it live on air. Even Methylene Blue fans say we've got the best. Methylene Red is our proprietary system that doesn't have a bunch of methylene blue in it. It's got all these other supercharged nutrients that supercharge methylene blue, but also do a great job for your stamina, libido, energy outside of that. So if you love methylene blue, the methylene red, it's back in stock. All three of those together in a bundle at over 50% off. Then we have the Modern World Survival Stack. Rebuild, reload, defend. The bundle, $89. Normally $184. Over 50% off. Built to support the body, the toxic nutrient depleted modern world. Energy, stamina, focus, everything. Shilajit Complex, the best Shilajit gummies, capsules. You choose CMOS capsules, incredible, very strong concentrated Irish CMOS, natural iodine, 93 trace vitamins and minerals, incredible supercharger. You want this right now, incredible for your thyroid, immune health, metabolic balance, your heart. And then Atomic Defense is the horse pill of horse pills of all the known concentrated natural detox, super nutrients to detox of heavy metals, environmental toxins, and supercharge your body and gut health. Get it all right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we will always be on the air one way or another. But you love sales. This one is over. I think it comes at like 57% off or something. This is over 50% off. It's running till next Monday. So I'm cutting this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. So what is Monday? Okay. You got like 6 days to take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I want to thank all you that have gotten the products and all you that have been VIPs. You get a huge discount if you do that, and $40 spent in the store instantly every month. But for everybody else on the fence, you're missing out. You think our info is powerful? Well, this is even more powerful. Get it now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. We'll be joined by our guest, Patrick Wood, in the next hour. We're going to keep talking about Jeffrey Epstein, old Jeffrey Epstein. More very disturbing information has come out, been discovered in the Tranche of Files that was released a week ago Saturday. And some of what has been released is some very disturbing rumors about what went on at Zorro Ranch, New Mexico, to probe at Jeffrey Epstein's Zorro Ranch activities. The legislation created a special committee that will be investigating this, and we look forward to whatever comes of it. Now, interestingly, maybe suspiciously, we don't know, Texas comptroller candidate Don Huffines owns Zorro Ranch now. From Fox 4, the Dallas affiliate, Texas comptroller candidate Don Huffines faces heat over purchase of Epstein estate as early voting begins. Don Huffines, a former Texas state senator and current comptroller candidate, confirmed that his family purchased Jeffrey Epstein's former New Mexico Zorro Ranch at a 2023 public auction, with proceeds reportedly aiding Epstein's victims. A spokesperson for Huffines emphasized the family had no prior connection to Epstein or the property and stated they would offer, quote, full and complete cooperation to law enforcement, although no agencies have requested access to date. The purchase comes at the same time as New Mexico House resolution alleging the ranch was a, quote, instrumentality of serious criminal activity that went uninvestigated for years, raised concerns about public safety and government accountability. So I like Don Huffines. I've met him in person a few times, met him at Ron Paul's birthday party. I like his politics. I'm not actually that suspicious of the guy, but owning Zorro Ranch is not the best look, I have to admit. And I'd say, really, the only thing to do for anybody, even tangentially, remotely connected to Jeffrey Epstein, it's not a negative or a positive necessarily. I mean, if you're in the emails talking about eating children, okay, that's going to be a negative no matter how you try to spin it. But if you're Don Huffines, my advice would be come out and go, hey, get a film crew and go show them around Zorro Ranch and go, you know, whoever wants to check this out, and we're launching an investigation. I just put down $500,000 to hire, you know, an excavator to come out here and search for stuff. You got to get in on this. This is the same thing with Donald Trump and a lot of other people. Maybe they're like still stuck in an old media landscape mindset where they're just scared of like being associated with the scandal at all. But this is an opportunity for anybody like this, anybody like Don Huffines. People are going to be suspicious of you. People are going to think you're in on it. There's no way to like weather this storm and just go, oh, let's just, you know, this will blow over. No, this is going to be like stuck to your name forever unless you come out right out in front and go, I got nothing to hide. Come investigate. Let's see what we got going here. I mean, maybe it's easier said than done, because at the end of the day, if you own a property, you don't want dead bodies found on that property no matter what. I mean, you're the owner now. That would be a little bit tricky there. But if I was Huffines, I would just seize the bull by the horn and go, yeah, we bought the property. You know, the money went to the survivors of his, you know, whatever. And we thought that would be at least some positive outcome from all of this. And it's, you know, it's a beautiful property. Like, there's nothing wrong about the property. And if there's anything bad going on, we want to be the ones to find it. We don't want a bunch of ghosts running around. So I think they should come out ahead of this or on top of this and just say, yeah, come check it out. Let's do it. And that appears to be what the tack they're taking. So that's good to see. But I was very surprised to see Don Huffine's name related to this stuff, because everything I've seen from him seems like a decent guy, good guy. But we'll see. Now, we have some updates to some actual consequences in America from Gen X Girl 1994 on X. These are the forced resignations in the U.S. due to the Epstein files to date. Tom Pritzker, Hyatt Hotels executive chairman and billionaire, retired or stepped down from his role of the board in mid-February 2026, citing poor judgment in maintaining contact with Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. And just remember, it wasn't poor judgment. They just got caught. Okay? He didn't resign before he got caught about his poor judgment. He got caught, and now he's resigning. That's the series of events. And this isn't about poor judgment on his part. He got caught. Now he's trying to mitigate the consequences. And that goes for all these people, okay? Kathy Rumler, former Obama White House counsel, resigned as chief legal officer and general counsel of Goldman Sachs effective June 30th, 2026, after emails showed her correspondence with Epstein, including downplaying his crimes and receiving gifts. Brad Karp resigned as chairman of the major U.S. law firm Paul Weiss, effective immediately in early February 2026, due to emails and news coverage of his exchange with Epstein. He also stepped down from his alma mater's board. David A. Ross, former Whitney Museum director, resigned as chair of the MFA Art Practice Program at the School of Visual Arts in New York after emails revealed friendly post-conviction correspondence. Peter Attia is a physician and longevity expert, stepped down as chief science officer of David Protein and as advisor to 8 Sleep after emails involving his health advice to Epstein with crude remarks. He, however, is still somehow being paid as like a contributor to CBS News for some reason. That's kind of weird. And then you have Larry Summers, former U.S. Treasury Secretary, who resigned from the OpenAI board in late 2025 and took leave from Harvard teaching amid investigations tied to earlier mentions, some overlap with 2026 coverage. So very minor resignations here. People are sort of being allowed to withdraw from the spotlight. I think they should be investigated and possibly sent to prison, but resignation's a good place to start. Now, here's a very disturbing thing that's been discovered in the Epstein files. You tell me if you have a different interpretation of this. Phantom Shadow posted it on X, and it's a correspondence between, I assume, Jeffrey Epstein and Steve Bannon, in fact. And it says, I like the idea of Pence stepping down in favor of Pompeo so that when it happens, he becomes president. I'd rather have Pompeo as vice president so when it happens, Pompeo becomes president. Using context clues, I'm going to assume what they mean is the assassination of Donald Trump. I assume what they're saying is we better have Pompeo as vice president so when it happens, when the assassination of Donald Trump takes place, Pompeo will be the vice president. And Steve Bannon responds, has that idea been shopped? And the reply is, we have much to discuss, no rush. So were they planning an assassination on Donald Trump? That's certainly the message I'm getting. And let's just remember that last year, according to Max Blumenthal of The Gray Zone, during an interview he did with Tim Dillon, which I guess is the only place he's talked about this because I haven't been able to find an article written about it or anything. But according to Max Blumenthal, it was discovered that Israel had planted tracking devices near the White House in general, but specifically on the ambulance, the Secret Service ambulance that would be the emergency response vehicle that would respond to any assassination attempt. So it was in September of last year that he revealed that, and you got to wonder, what would be the purpose of wanting to track an ambulance whose only reason for existing is to be the transport of the president following an accident or an assassination attempt? The reason you want to track them, that is to finish the job, as far as I'm concerned. So very disturbing stuff, again, from the Epstein files. More and more is coming out. 60 victims, Epstein ties, and a judge blocking file releases, the trial no one is covering. This is from Mario Nofal on X. Three brothers, Oren, Alan, and Tal Alexander, are currently on trial in Manhattan federal court on sex trafficking charges that carry up to life in prison. Prosecutors have reportedly spoken to over 60 individuals who allege they were drugged and raped by at least one of the brothers. The Alexander brothers, described as prominent ultra-luxury real estate figures with Israeli-American ties, were indicted by the SDNY in December 2024. A superseding indictment filed in May 2025 allegedly added sex trafficking of a minor count, including a victim reportedly as young as 16. Additional state charges were filed separately in Miami-Dade County. Where it gets even more interesting is the Epstein connection. On February 2nd, 2026, Judge Valerie Comproni issued an order barring the DOJ from releasing any Epstein-filed material that references the defendants until after the verdict is reached. Court reporting indicates the brothers' names allegedly appeared in a six-page spreadsheet of Epstein-related tips, which the government reportedly described as an inadvertent release. This is a federal sex trafficking trial involving allegations from dozens of victims, possible ties to the Epstein network, and a judge actively suppressing related file releases mid-trial. Despite all of that, the coverage has been minimal compared to the scale of what's being alleged in the courtroom. They're expecting this to just quietly happen in the background, but not if we have anything to say about it. And I wonder how many other trials going on have judges reaching out to the DOJ saying, you better not release this particular document because it could mess up this trial that we're doing, by convicting the guilty party. David Dayan at D Dayan on X says this: guys, I found the best Epstein files email, the one that illuminates an elite class that's cocooned themselves into an unaccountable shell of wealth and privilege, fighting to protect their secrets and offenses. I could write a novel about it. Here it is. And it's a note from Kathy Rumler. And this printout isn't quite good enough to read, if you guys can pull it up on the screen. But Kathy Rumler is all over this, and she, of course, is a major Democrat operative who was a very high-up person under the Obama White House and is involved in a lot of this stuff and is sort of getting off easy right now. Again, we have these stories from previously Israel accused of planting mysterious spy devices near White House. So here it is. Yes, and EW is the worst. So he says, I'm working on a PR strategy for MJ White versus Elizabeth Warren. I know I told him there's finally joy in Mudville. I'm telling you, there's honestly not enough time to get into all these emails. We just got to keep going through them because they're crazy. But that was from Kathy Rumler, and it's about how she was helping to cover up for Jeffrey Epstein, how she was helping him to manage the scandal when it all came out. Strange silence from Obama about his top lawyer slash fixer, Kathy Rumler, and the Epstein revelations. What did he know and when did he know it? Obama's lawyer slash fixer, Kathy Rumler, emailed with Epstein over 11,000 times. Why? Silence from Obama, who, as Epstein wrote, quote, loves Kathy. So, again, it is honestly the strangest thing. They're all Democrats. Jeffrey Epstein himself visited the Bill Clinton White House dozens of times. Apparently, the person he corresponded with more than practically anybody else, Kathy Rumler, was the chief of staff, top lawyer, and fixer of Barack Obama. They're absolutely throughout all of this. It goes on. Which one's this one? I mean, there's admission of crimes that are really stuff I don't even want to talk about on air. And it's everything you're imagining. It's all of the sex trafficking, human trafficking. Seems a lot like cannibalism, all that sort of stuff. Just more and more is coming out. And more people are finding out, you know, who are the blocked out names. Because really the big takeaway here is that these redactions almost entirely are there to protect powerful, guilty people. Like, that's not going to work because we're finding out who these people are and you have to punish them now. Pam Bondi, apparently, is from Red Pill Bot on X. Pam Bondi redacted Robert Trivor's name from this disgusting email from the Epstein files. Quote, the key are 14 and 15-year-old girls. I'm a sexual pervert because I say they are now of reproductive age. And that's the accusation. The link in the article, the Reuters. Okay. I mean, our whole country is just replete with these people. Wait till it happens. So again, with Steve Bannon plotting an assassination against Donald Trump, it kind of seems like that. Here again is Kathy Rumler sharing more thoughts with Epstein over her cover up letter on October 17th, 2014. Needless to say, this matter is strictly confidential and was, at the moment, the biggest scandal rocking the Obama White House. So again, corresponding, coordinating PR strategy with Jeffrey Epstein. Just goes on and on. I do, and there's a couple other things. There's also apparently stories. New Epstein emails reveal how Epstein, Barack, and Thiel plotted Assad's overthrow, arming ISIS and Jelani's HTC to turn Syria into chaos. Other people are showing things like Jeffrey Epstein getting reports from the UN. And in fact, this is probably a good time to go to the video of Tucker Carlson that Tucker Carlson put out because he hit the nail on the head. And this has been our stance the whole time too. Is that, yes, he's working for the CIA. Yes, he's working for Mossad. Yes, he's probably working for MI6 and a number of other intelligence agencies. But he's not working for any of them at the same time. That there is a supranational organization structure that manages the national governments and operates through the national governments when convenient and necessary, but also acts completely independent of those national power structures. So let's go to clip number 6 here. This is Tucker Carlson connecting the dots and talking about the unelected supranational shadow global government. Let's watch.
Jeffrey Epstein, who writes like a child, who displays at no point signs of brilliance.
And yet so well connected.
He knew everybody.
Yeah.
In every country. He's shorting the global financial crisis. He's discussing the fall of Gaddafi in Libya before it happens. And trying to figure out how to profit from that.
Totally plugged in.
Like, at a level that, you know, as someone who just, like, covers government, I feel like I know plugged in people. Never met anyone that plugged in.
Yeah.
So what is this? He represents no government. He clearly works for Mossad. clearly works for CIA, is in contact with both, and clearly British intelligence. So he's not working for Israel. He's not working for the United States. He's not working for the UK exclusively. He's not working for anybody, really. He's kind of this independent power broker working with a series of other independent power brokers together who form some kind of supra government above all representative government in the West. So, like, what is that?
Yep. Yeah, no, that's how it works. That's exactly how it works. I mean, it's obvious in a way. It has to be how it works. How do you have continuity through, you know, 10 different presidential campaigns, you know, administrations? How do you go from Democrat to Republican to Democrat to Republican, and yet our foreign policy stays consistent? I mean, we've seen it with Trump. What happened with Ukraine? He tried to change the direction that NATO was taken with Ukraine, and they impeached him over it. And he's not the one that is deciding things at the end of the day. And in a way, it only makes sense. Of course you're going to have titans like this that cannot be expelled electorally, don't have to justify their position or their policies or anything of the sort. Tucker Carlson thinks he was murdered in jail. Yeah, you know, maybe he was. Maybe he was. I doubt it, though. I seriously doubt it. This is where things get even weirder, folks. And again, people, you know, the main thing about this is exactly what Tucker Carlson just laid out, that there is a unelected supranational government, and call it whatever you want, that's how it acts. And the implications of that, and who these people are, and what's motivating them, and the consequences of the choices that they make. Like, all of this is extremely important. But I see a lot of people online basically saying that anything else is a distraction. Forget about the Satanism stuff. That's all, like, overblown. That's all a trick. I actually see people saying that it's somehow going into some sort of Russian talking point, because Russia is always calling the West satanic. It's like, you're spreading Dugin's propaganda. It's like, no, all of this is satanic. Anybody who says that is just correct. We're not, you know, taking talking points from one another. Just like, I don't need Alexander Dugin to tell me the sky is blue. Like, all this stuff is satanic. And it is. And it's beyond satanic. It's like worse than you can imagine. And I don't even know what to make of this one. This is from Zero Hedge. They reached out to Katie Couric, saying, can you remind the world what your cloning conversation with Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Andrew was about? This is a conversation between a man named Richard and Jeffrey Epstein. Richard says cephalopelvic disproportion is what impedes brain development. It's a good thing Katie Couric isn't here. Jeffrey Epstein says, correct. Richard says, I had images that the clones on channel whatever. Jeffrey says, she didn't like that very much. Richard, she wasn't here for the no arms. Jeffrey, right. Katie Couric was here, and we were talking about, I want to start cloning things, comma, me. And with certain people. Prince Andrew got upset because he was all, if it had a conscience, could you kill it for spare parts? And I said, I'll make it without a head. Would that make you feel better? And Katie Couric, I thought, was going to start to vomit. Okay, so this is exactly what Alex spent like an entire show on last week, which is this idea of raising clones to be organ donors for the human body. And he's literally talking about we can make clones, but then alter the DNA so the clone doesn't have a head or a brain. So you don't have to worry about it being conscious before you kill it, because they're raising clones for quote unquote spare parts. The other guy says she wasn't here for the no arms. She wasn't here for the no arms. I think what he's saying is she wasn't here for the time that we showed off the clone that didn't have arms. That's what it sounds like to me. So yes, the high-level spy stuff, very important. The international cooperation, definitely an important part of the Jeffrey Epstein files. The inhuman cloning programs, the vampirism, the literal satanic worship, also a big part of this. should not be downplayed or ignored. These people were beyond satanic, and this is one that I'm not particularly surprised at, but if you've ever heard of this before, a long time ago, probably 10 years ago, there was a Vice documentary that talked about this plant. It was a drug that was being used in Colombia, and they called it something like Devil's Leaf or something like that. And it sounded magical, like a sci-fi thing. And that was sort of all I ever heard about it. I remember this like documentary, I think it was from Vice, that talked about it, or at least talked about it in a Vice documentary. I remember looking it up and being like, holy crap, this is real. And I haven't really heard much about it since, until this article. Jeffrey Epstein emails refer to toxic zombie drug plants that he kept. So there's this plant that if you ingest it, and I believe it's like a nasal thing, like, you know, if you snort this powder, you lose your free will and you do whatever anybody tells you to do. It's this crazy plant. Yeah, there it is. You can't react. You just do whatever you're told. You just, if somebody says throw yourself off a cliff, you just do it and you don't think about it. You lose all self-preservation. You lose all consciousness, but you're awake and able to act. But they can get you to do whatever they want. And apparently Jeffrey Epstein was growing this stuff. In one of the uncovered messages, Epstein sends an email asking about his, quote, trumpet plants at nursery. Angel's trumpet plants are extremely toxic and produce a drug called scopolamine. Crew is yelling in my ear. Scopolamine, which is known to basically turn humans into zombies, wiping them of memory and eliminating their free will. Severe intoxication reportedly may even cause paralysis and death. Even more alarming, scopolamine reportedly doesn't show up on toxicology reports. So you really got to wonder if they were, A, using this stuff, and what they've been able to derive from it. I mean, if you have some sort of like ancient, you know, Native American peyote-like drug that's like, yeah, it makes people into zombies. Okay, what happens when you take that into a lab and you extract the molecule that causes that and you can tweak it or manipulate it into, you know, particulars? Is there a way that you can make them only like half free will, to where they're mostly free will, but they always obey certain orders? Like, imagine what you could do with that substance as a base and what you could derive from it and what that would do in the hands of an international pedophile sex trafficker. That'd be very helpful. Patrick Wood joins me on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Now, this is an emergency flash sale. It funds our operation, and these are incredible products. This is the biggest sale of the year right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, all the supplements, all the apparel, the ball caps, the T-shirts, all of it, the hoodies, the sweaters, the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, our proprietary ultramethylene red, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, all of it until tomorrow at midnight. We extended it one day, store-wide, 52% off. So I'm saying this live on air on February 17th, Tuesday. Tomorrow, February 18th at midnight Central Time, the sale will end. Store-wide, 52% off. Ends tomorrow night at midnight. This is an alert. Your support keeps us on air, and I thank you so much. And I want to give back to you. For those on the fence, I want you to experience ultramethylene blue, ultramethylene red, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, our bovine colostrum. It's a private label, the top brand in the country, 2,000 milligrams per little scoop. So good for your skin, your hair, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that comes off a cow or any other mammal. Is incredible. And this is the final week. This only happens every few months. Where you don't just, every time you make a purchase, get put in one time in the raffle for whatever cool American-made supercar they're having, off-road, Mustangs, you name it. You get put in 100x into the raffle, which they've never done before, in this week. And you get put in to win both vehicles, both the F-250 diesel and the Ford Mustang Shelby. That is a huge deal, and $20,000 cash. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.